Well, good morning. It is so wonderful to be here this morning. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1. As you are turning there, as Nathaniel said, we went to Pensacola Christian College together, but there was a lot of people there. I do remember his face a little bit, but didn't know him personally. My wife, though, she knew everybody. She was one of those people, she knew everybody there. And as soon as Tim said their names, like, I know who they are. And so it's been good getting to see Nathaniel and talking with him. And we walked in yesterday and he was back here. Doesn't this look nice back here? That looks so nice. He worked very hard on that and did a great job. And it's so good to be. As he said, we are in Halifax, Pennsylvania, right outside of Harrisburg. I'm pastor of Armstrong Valley Bible Baptist Church there. And yes, Hershey, Pennsylvania is only about 45 minutes from my house. And that has a little bit, not much, my wife has most of it, but a little bit to do with my waistline. We absolutely love Hershey, Pennsylvania. We go there a few times a year. And whenever we have missionaries or special guests in, guess where we take them? Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I take them there for them. That's why I take them there. But no, it's such a privilege. Today is a very special day for Bible Baptist Church, you guys, as well as for Pastor Tim and Elizabeth and their family. And I am so excited to be able to be here. And I want to thank Brother Nathaniel, Brother Ted, and all of the deacons for allowing Tim to invite me to come. They asked him if he wants a preacher to come, give him a charge. He's welcome to invite one. And he calls me, his little brother. I know stories, and I am willing to sell them to you at the end for $5.99. You know what? On sale today for $4.99, all right? No, seriously, though, I am Pastor's little brother, and I can tell you something. I know Pastor Tim very, very well, and there are many things that I could say about Pastor. I could take the whole time now and tell you different things that I've seen in his life that shows the calling of God on him. He has a heart for people. He has a heart for souls. He has a heart for ministry. He has a heart for the Lord and a heart for his family. And I know that God is going to bless him and his family and going to bless you as well. And growing up, I was that annoying little brother. I still am that annoying little brother at times. But I will say I'm so thankful that I can have a great relationship with my brother. And I'm so thankful that he and I can share the pulpit. He's preached for me several times. And I'm so thankful that now I can share, he can share his pulpit with me. And I'm so thankful that he chose me to come and to preach this morning on this very, very special occasion. And I just want to say I am very excited for him and his family and for this church. And I know, as you know, as life goes on and life continues, it's amazing how God puts things in your life. And brother, I'm talking to you this morning. How things come in your life sometimes unexpectedly. You may not even understand why it's happening at that time, but it's to bring you to a point in life that you didn't know was coming. And everything that's happened throughout life has brought you to this point. God was preparing you and Liz and the boys for this point. And I want to encourage you to take what you have learned through those years, as you serve the Lord, as you serve your family, and as you serve Bible Baptist Church for the next many, many years, I want you to take what you've learned, what God has taught you in your life. Now, this morning, I do want to read some scripture and expound upon that to Pastor Tim as well as to the church. This isn't just for Pastor Tim. It's certainly a charge to him, but it's also for each and every one of us. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature in Mark 16:15. That is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. What is the purpose for us to be here? Why is Pastor Tim and his family coming to Wisconsin? Why does Bible Baptist Church exist? Why is there a pulpit? Why do we do this? In Mark 16:15, Jesus gives us a command. He says to go. That word go is an action word. What that means is you actually have to do something to get something back. To go is an action. We have to show action. It says, go ye. Does it say, go ye missionary or go ye pastor? No, it does not. It says, go ye, talking about all of us. If you're here today, know Jesus Christ as your Savior. That verse is talking about you. It says, go ye into all the world. That's including West Bend, Wisconsin. My wife is from Beloit. That includes Beloit. That includes Milwaukee. That includes Pennsylvania. That includes other nations. Go ye into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel. Before I get into the sermon this morning, the challenge this morning, I want to encourage Pastor Tim, as well as the entire church, never forget our purpose for being here. What is our purpose? It is to go and tell the world about Jesus Christ. Sometimes it is so easy to get bogged down with life and work and things and to lose sight of what our purpose is for. And that is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and tell others about Him in our life. You should be in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we're going to start reading in verse 11. Now, before I preach, I always ask my church, or I always tell my church, when we read the Word of God, we're reading what? And they know, they say, the mind of God. When we read God's Word, it is literally God's Word. We can know it, trust it, follow it, and believe it in our life. 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 11. The Word of God says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Now look over in chapter 2 in verse 2. The Word of God says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou, the faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Father, I thank you so much for this morning. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful church, Bible Baptist Church. Father, I just pray that you will continue to lead them and guide them. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, their vision and their excitement. And Lord, just talking to a few, they're excited about Pastor Tim. And Lord, I just pray, especially this morning, Father, I pray for Pastor Tim and Elizabeth and the boys and the family. Lord, I pray that you will put your hand of protection around them. Lord, I pray that you'll continue to encourage them. But Lord, I pray in the years ahead, Father, I pray that you will bless them greatly and mightily in their family and in the ministry that you've called them to here at Bible Baptist Church. Lord, I just pray again for the people here. Lord, I thank you for them. Lord, I pray that you will just bless the reading of your word. And I pray that you'll encourage us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I want to look at a few verses. And again, this is a charge to Pastor Tim. And as I said earlier, Pastor Tim is my brother. I am his little brother. And with, again, all kidding aside, we like to have fun together. If you haven't noticed, we like to enjoy ourselves with each other. You know, we enjoy life. We have a great relationship. But with all kidding and fun aside, I want to be serious for a little bit. I seriously want to let you all know how amazing of a man you have called as your pastor. As his little brother, I can honestly tell you that I do know a lot about Pastor Tim. And I can tell you one of the things that Pastor Tim is a man who loves God, loves his family, and loves to serve the Lord. And as I speak here for the next few moments, Pastor Tim, I want you to look at these verses. I want to encourage you every once in a while, not all the time, but once in a while, take out your Bible in 2 Timothy and read chapters 1 and 2. That is something the Lord laid on my heart many years ago. I love the book of Timothy. Timothy was one of the first preachers of a local church that we're told of in the Word of God. And I love to study Paul's epistle to Timothy. I love to study what Paul had to say to him, to a preacher of that day. And you know something I love about the Word of God? It's for eternity. It wasn't just for that time. It's for today also. And I love to read this book as a pastor. Sometimes as a pastor, we need to have to be rejuvenated. We need to be reminded of what God has called us to do. And here in 2 Timothy, God gives us that road, that point that we are to have in our life as pastors. And so I want to look at a few verses this morning. I could preach through the whole book of Timothy, and it would be a blessing to us, especially Pastor Tim. But I want to look at a few verses this morning. First of all, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11, it says, "Whereunto I am appointed a preacher." To be a pastor, God, it is a calling from God. It is a calling from God. It is not something that is to be taken lightly. Being a pastor is not one for a paycheck. To be a pastor is not so you have a job. A pastor is a calling. I always say anytime a pastor is more concerned about the paycheck, then it's time for him to leave the ministry. Ministry, being a pastor, is about serving Christ and serving people. That's what it is about. And it says here in verse 11, it is an appointment. Being a preacher is an appointment by God. God has appointed Pastor Tim as a pastor. And he has appointed him pastor of Bible Baptist Church. It says, "Whereunto I am appointed a preacher." And it continues, "An apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles." And I'm going to talk about being a teacher here in just a little bit. In verse 12, it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed." Pastor Tim, something that was a dear pastor sat me down before I even started as a missionary. He sat me down, he took his Bible, and he put it in front of me, and he said, "Stan," he said, "never, ever, ever be ashamed of this book. Never, ever, ever back off from what this book has to say." He said, in time, there's going to be people, maybe in your own congregation, maybe in India, definitely the world, who is going to try to discourage you from preaching this book because it steps on toes. And by the way, I know I'm preaching to Pastor Tim this morning. Can I let you know something that a lot of people don't understand? Sometimes it steps on pastor's toes too. It just, you may not see it because usually it happens to us during the week while we're studying it. And so, Pastor Tim, I just want to encourage you, never, ever, ever be ashamed or back off from what the Word of God says. Always be strong in God's Word. Never be ashamed of it. Certainly, I think most of us can agree this morning that our culture and our society, our nation today, has gone away from the Word of God. In many different areas, I'm not here to preach on those different things today. And sadly, some of those things has even infiltrated our churches, even some of our independent churches, our Baptist churches. It is infiltrated. And Pastor Tim, I want to encourage you that no matter what, you always stay faithful to God's Word. Never be ashamed of it. Never back down. Never, never water down God's word. As a pastor, I've been called all kinds. We don't like being called names, do we? We want to be liked, don't we? Of course we do. We don't like being called names. One of the names that I'm called sometimes is a Bible thumper. You know what? If that means that I believe in the Word of God, I'm not afraid to stand for it, I'm okay with that. Amen. Pastor Tim, always stand for God's Word first. Amen. Always. Never back off. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. How can we stand on truth? How can we stand on the Word of God? It's because of who we know. One of my favorite person in the whole world is my wife. She stands behind me. She loves me. In times of difficulty, she's followed me literally all around the country and around the world. She is one of the most amazing women in the world. But you know what? I don't stand on the Word of God because of my wife. I have an amazing church, but I don't stand on the Word of God because of my church. I stand on the Word of God because of who I believe in. And Pastor Tim, if we're going to make it through, that's what we must understand. We're not here to stand on God's Word because someone else is lifting us up, but because Jesus Christ is who we know. I tell our church all the time, I said, what's the worst this world can do to us? Send us home into eternity. Amen. Send me home to the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we stand and preach the truth no matter who may attack? It's because of who we believe. It may be very, very soon in our nation, we may go to jail for preaching this book. We may be persecuted in some way because of this book. But we can withstand because of whom we believe. And he says, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And then verse 13, it says, hold fast the form of sound words. This goes along with verse 12. We talk about not being ashamed. Now it's telling you, you know what? Not only be ashamed, now hold fast unto that which God has given to us. Don't quit. Don't give up. Even when it gets difficult, I'll tell you right now, you know as well as I do, sometimes it gets very difficult. Sometimes it can be very frustrating. Sometimes it can even hurt. But we must continue to hold fast to what God has called us to do. God has called you to Bible Baptist Church of West Bend, Wisconsin. Hold fast to that. You are pastor of this wonderful church. And that is wonderful. Hold fast to what God has called you to do. Hold fast. In an age today where so many people, as soon as it gets hard, what do? They give up. They leave. They go somewhere else. And it's not just in ministry, it's anywhere. Brother, hold fast to where God has called you to be. Hold fast. Hold fast to the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in who? Does it say the pastor? No, the answer to that's no. Y'all falling asleep on me? Are we to hold fast to the pastor or the missionary? No. We hold fast in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's so easy to try to put our faith and our trust in people. Whether it be family, whether it's friends, whether it's those around us. Brother, hold fast to Jesus Christ. Sometimes the hardest times to get on your hands and knees and pray, read your scriptures, is when you're going through difficulties. Is when things are hard. But my brother, let me tell you something. That is the time you need it most. Amen. wherever it may be. It may be in your office. It may be downstairs somewhere. It may be right here at this altar. I have at our church, there's many days I go into our sanctuary. I have a place at the altar I go, and I'll sit there. Sometimes I'll cry. Sometimes I'll smile. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm hurt. But yet I pray no matter what. Amen. Because it is Jesus who is going to give you the strength to continue. In chapter 2 and verse 2. So we see about we need to hold fast, not give up. In verse 2 it says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others." Brother, I know you know this. But I want to encourage you, when you lead someone to the Lord, or it may be someone here who just wants to grow closer to the Lord, don't ever forget to teach others. Beyond just here at the pulpit. When we lead someone to the Lord, we get excited, we're like, praise God, they come into the church, they hear the preaching, everything's great. But brother, there's a second part to growing as a Christian. And that is discipleship. When someone gets saved, praise God, they're going to heaven no matter what, 100%. But we want them to grow. And then when they grow, we want them also to lead others to Christ and to disciple them. That's the way Christ has set up the ministry. And that's what this verse in chapter 2 is telling us. It says, who shall be able to teach others? Our job, what God has called us to do, is to teach others the Word of God. Now, please understand. I believe 100% that everybody here, if you know Christ as your Savior, you can read this book and understand it. I don't have to get up here and teach you everything because you don't know. Everybody here can read this book and understand it in your life. But God has put the pastor in a special position. And that is to teach others. Brother, don't ever forget to teach others. When life gets busy, whether it be with visits, stuff that breaks in the church, things that go on in just life, don't ever forget the purpose. Leading people to the Lord and discipling and teaching. Turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're going to look at a few more verses here, and then I'll be done. And Pastor Kimmel can come up and preach here in just a little bit. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and look in verse 6 with me. 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and to many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Brother, this morning, I want to encourage you to keep focus and make sure we continue to be faithful to your calling and family. Now I want to let the church know something. This man this morning is one of the most faithful men I know. to his family, to the Lord. But I just want to encourage him this morning to continue to be faithful to your family and to the Lord. Verse 7 is one of, I guess you can say, one of my favorite verses in the Bible to help keep my mind focused on what God wants me to do. To keep my life in check, to realize what this life is really about. And verse 7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain." That word "certain" means it's definite. It's going to happen. "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we carry nothing out." My friends, when we came to this world, we came into this world without even clothes on. And the Bible says when we leave, it'll be no different. I used to joke, I never saw a U-Haul behind a hearse, you know. Then one day I was going down the road and I saw one. I don't know what they were doing with it, but I guess they're going to put it in the ground. I don't know what they were going to do with it. But you know what? That person in that hearse could have cared less what was in the U-Haul. Amen. My friends, there's nothing wrong with having a hobby. There's nothing wrong with having a good job and a car and house. There's nothing wrong with those things. But my friends, let me tell you something. Those things are very temporal. And sometimes in life, brother, even as a pastor, it can be easy to get your focus off of the temporal and onto the eternal. Because what we do on this earth for Christ, it's not just Pastor Tim, it's all of us. What we do for Christ lasts for eternity. Amen. Brother, I want to tell you something. I've told my church this many times. There's only two things we can take with us when we die. Our soul, and I pray you know Christ as your Savior, because then we take our soul to heaven, right? And the souls of others that we've impacted for Christ. Amen. That's all we take. All the other stuff, the houses, the cars, the money, the bank accounts, all of that, all of our hobbies, all of our trophies, it's all going to be left here. That's it. Don't forget the purpose of why we're here. It says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and certainly can bring nothing out." In verse 11, it says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after." And God gives us here a list of things that we are to follow after. We are to follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And sometimes, brother, those things are hard. Especially that patience one. How many people here are patient? I'll tell you what, sometimes it can be very difficult. How many people here have kids? You understand now what I'm talking about. That patience word. Being patient. We need to be patient. He says, "Oh, man of God." Brother, that is you and me. And every other man in here and woman in here. "But thou, O man of God, flee these things." And then it says in verse 12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith." That means don't quit when it does get hard. And brothers, there's going to be times where it is going to be hard. There's going to be calls at 2 o'clock in the morning that someone that needs help with something. Sometimes it's going to be difficult. Sometimes it may be hard. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. What is the purpose? We just got done talking about the purpose. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. My brother, I want to encourage you this morning to stay faithful. Keep a good testimony. That is key, keeping a good testimony. It doesn't mean everybody's going to agree with you or even like you. How can you not like him? Seriously. Amen. Just like everybody at Armstrong Valley loves Pastor Stan. You guys are going to love him. But even when it's difficult, stay faithful. continue with what God wants you. Keep your testimony. Because around us, people are watching. Even those who may not like us, they'll respect if you stay true to what God wants us to do. They may not even like it sometimes. But we stay faithful to God's word. Always stay faithful and keep your testimony. Lastly, verse 13, it says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus. My friends, Pastor Tim, this morning, I want to give you a charge. I want to encourage you to stay faithful to what and where God has called you to do. Don't lose sight of what you are to do. Keep being a praying man. Keep being a studying man. Keep being a family man. And just love people. That's it. That's ministry. Brother, I'm excited for you. I'm going to pray for you. And I know I'm your little brother, but if you ever need encouragement, my phone's always there, brother.